From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. People who have been watching the 2008 presidential race closely have been anticipating an announcement from television actor and former Republican Senator Fred Thompson, but not the one he made today. Thompson revealed that he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma nearly 3 years ago. He broke the news in an interview on Fox News. He described his cancer as being in remission and said his doctors don't think it will affect his life expectancy. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Fred Thompson is 64 years old. He's an attorney who served as counsel to the Senate Watergate Committee in 1973. A career in the law and in movies followed. Then in 1994, he began an 8-year stretch as a U.S. senator from Tennessee. More recently, he's returned to acting on a TV program familiar to many. Thompson plays the district attorney in the long-running NBC drama Law & Order.
Last thing I want is for this to turn into another Scopes trial. This case is about nothing more than Malcolm Yates blaming Judith Barlow for the loss of his job.
Because of her position
Put the guy from the charity on the stand to say that he cut off the funding because of Barlow's big mouth.
Over the years, Thompson has even played a U.S. president and a White House chief of staff on screen. When he got into politics in the 1990s, he was seen as harboring ambitions beyond the Senate. But when he moved on voluntarily, it was assumed his hopes for higher office had cooled. It was not until last month that he indicated he might be back in the hunt. Almost instantly, polls put him among the top Republican contenders, running ahead of former Governor Mitt Romney and almost even with Arizona Senator John McCain. That's why he commanded national attention when he made today's announcement on the Fox News Network.
About, 2.5 years ago, a little longer than that, while doing a routine physical exam, the doctor found a little bump in my neck there. And a little later on, I had it checked out. It turned out to be what the doctors call an indolent lymphoma. And mine, fortunately, was the good kind, if you can ever call something like that a good kind.
He says his cancer is slow-growing and non-aggressive. Thompson also stressed that there's no evidence of cancer in his system now and that he has no illness and no symptoms. But he also acknowledged that if he is running for president, it's better to get this out himself now and in this manner, rather than have it come out in the midst of a campaign. His doctor, Bruce Chesson of Georgetown University, held a separate news conference to discuss Thompson's condition.
Here are the facts of the case. Patients with indolent forms of lymphoma, like Senator Thompson's, can live a normal, productive life, often dying from unrelated causes rather than from the sequelae of their lymphoma.
Chesson said he would strongly encourage Thompson to run for office if he wants to. Thompson would not be the first candidate in the field dealing with a cancer diagnosis. Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of Democratic candidate John Edwards, has had a recurrence of her breast cancer, and her husband is staying in the race. Republican John McCain has had melanoma skin cancer, and Rudy Giuliani has been treated for prostate cancer. Past major party nominees, Senators John Kerry and Bob Dole, also ran after bouts with prostate cancer. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.